The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
And now, Oklahoma City Sports Radio gets serious. With the dominant duo, Jim Traeger and Al Eschbach, it's Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
We're back on this Psycho Tuesday. I'm in for Metco, Midwest Engineering and Testing Corporation. We'll be telling you about them as we go along. And I'm joined now by the legend of radio, King of the Midgets, and the world champion at Free Cell. He is also a member of the Broadcast and Journalism Hall of Fames in the state of Oklahoma, Mr. Al Eschbach. And this show is known as the Dominant
Duo.
How you doing today, Al?
I'm in for me.
Good. Nothing wrong with being in for you.
You know what I thought today? This is crazy.
What?
I really haven't done anything major stupid recently. That makes me feel good.
That's good.
It's a major upset, too.
You're getting ready to go on vacation in about a month. You usually do something stupid when you go on vacation.
No, not a month.
When is it?
I put it back into May.
Really? Why'd you do that?
I didn't. I'm lying.
Okay. Good. Thank you. When is it?
It's 25 days from now. Thanks for asking.
What is that? I don't know what that is. February what? 15th? 14th? 13th?
Before Valentine's Day. I get out of here. The most important thing before my life is getting out of here before Valentine's Day.
All right, let's look.
Smart strategy, huh?
February 14th is on a Tuesday. And you are leaving when? On the 9th? 10th?
I will be leaving that Saturday before Valentine's Day.
The 11th?
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, excited
away
about
from
that.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Tony's really stoked about Valentine's Day. He said that's his favorite holiday of the year.
Is that right, Tony?
Yeah. Al's got it.
Good.
An enthusiastic Tony there.
Yeah, I talked to Tony on the phone today. He was not very nice to me. I don't know what's going on.
What's the deal? Why were you nice to him, Tony?
I wasn't intending for that to come off like that, Jim. I was just reading.
So when you read, like if somebody calls, you can't be nice to him?
Well, it's a rarity that I do read. And
well, I don't read.
I was into it.
But if I happen to be reading and you called me, I'd go, hey, Tony, how you doing? That's what I would do.
So
but
why
you answered, this is how Tony answered when I called.
What?
He goes, hello? And I was like, yeah, Tony, what's up? Okay. What's up? That's how he was talking to me. Like,
wow.
I thought something was wrong. I said, Tony, what's the matter? And he goes, nothing. I thought maybe something was happening.
What's wrong today? Tell Dr. Eschbach here, Tony. What's wrong?
There's not a thing wrong today, Al. Just cruising along, man.
You don't seem very chipper.
Really?
Yeah. Not very chipper.
He doesn't seem chipper, does he, Jim?
No, he does not seem chipper. No. Not
well,
chipper.
He went to school today. He started school. Does that got
oh,
you down?
Oh, that's a bad start.
Just think about the schedule for the next month, two, three. That's not any good.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you have a reason. You know why I was calling him today, Al?
What?
Because on Thursday, you and I, we're going to have a guest that we've had on before. I know you like him. I love him. Josh Holliday's coming on at 4.
Oh, great.
But listen to this. We were messaging and he said, can I play some music? And I was like, I don't know. I guess so. He said, I like 70s rock. So Tony is going to put together a couple of songs. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time that on Thursday, we are going to have Matt. We're going to do a couple songs where
beautiful.
Josh can guess.
Oh, that'll be fun. That's great. That's beautiful.
He loves our music segment. He's a big
so cool.
music guy.
Jim can run a victory lap. He is the music champion this week, too. So.
Oh, that's right. Are we going to play music on Friday? Two?
Yes.
Oh man, I go first. That's great. Whenever that happens, boy, Al comes in with a look like he's ready to kick my butt.
And then the next week is the athletes.
That's right. My gosh, I got to start doing that.
It's tough, Jim. Let me tell you, it is really, really, real. You know what? It's so much stuff that you would think. Oh, who are your favorite athletes of all time? It's tough.
And for let people know, we're not going to pick anybody from OU or OSU.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's, and like you and I were talking off the air, I mean, you loved Wayman Tisdale in college and pros, so it'd be hard for you not to put him in your top 12.
Selman, I mean.
The Selmans, yeah.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders. Can I not put Barry Sanders
in
there?
Yeah, that's right. And I thought Barry Sanders, too.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, man.
Yeah. He'd be in mine. I mean,
oh,
but,
my gosh. The guy's unbelievable. Yeah. All right. Well, that's like I said. I'm gonna write on a piece of paper. Or I'm gonna give Tony who I think your number one's gonna be.
Okay.
And then you should tell Tony what you think my number one's gonna be.
Okay.
And that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
It'll
make people think of what theirs are too. Like all the stuff that we do, it makes also people think. Well, you know what? Who am I?
Oh yeah. And then they a lot of them message me on Instagram and tell me. Hey, you know, who they want.
One of the great stories concerning something like that was, oh, this is 12, 13 years ago. There was a story that day on me in the Newark Star-Ledger, biggest paper in New Jersey, because it celebrated WFAN 30 years, whatever it was then. So they found out. Anyway, in the story, I put, by the way, I graduated next to last. In my graduating class, Seton Hall Prep. And anyway, this was most incredible. One of the guys that I graduated with, Harry Schneider, that day, he was going to go join about five other guys in Delaware that graduated from the class. So he took this story there, and they all started wondering, what rank did I, where did I graduate my graduating class? Isn't that great?
Yeah, so they started looking, huh?
Yeah. And then 2 days later, I got a call saying, I'm the one, the reason you didn't graduate last in your graduating class.
That's right. I remember you telling me that.
Mike Naylor.
I never graduated, so I was not in the class in college. But in high school, I was number two in my class.
That's very, very good.
Yep, number two.
I was number three at PS20 school.
Oh, well, good. You just
went
downhill
down
from there then?
After that. Yeah. It went totally downhill after that. I reached the height of my academic prowess when I was 14 years old.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Did you stop growing about 14 years old, too?
No, I started growing. I was I had the distinction of being the smallest kid in my high school when I got there.
That is crazy.
When I hit 5 foot, that's one of the big days of my life, man.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Now, did your mom and dad, did they measure you on a wall, you know, like my mom and dad used to do? They would, like, every year they would put you up against this wall, and they didn't do that?
If they didn't, I did.
Okay. Yeah, you were wanting to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, smallest guy in my class.
Oh, man.
Now, what, were you one of the bigger ones?
I stopped growing, dude. You met my brother. He's
6'5",
and when I was a freshman in high school, I was 6 foot, and, you know, everybody thought, well, yeah, he's going to get this, and I never grew another half inch.
That's
never.
Crazy. So you
stopped
freshman
in
high
grade.
School growing. That's
yep,
really
crazy. I stopped. Yeah, I thought I was going to keep on growing. Never did, so.
You know, that's nothing. You don't know, like, when we see athletes, when we get to college, some grow. I mean, and so, you know, some stop, but there are some that grow.
Well, you know, I read something about that kid I keep bringing up from Rhode Island. I guess from the time he got to college till now, he grew 2 inches and put on like 45 pounds. So You know, you just never know when people are going to
get
bigger.
Well, you see that in basketball all the time.
Oh,
all
I know.
All the time.
Well, it helps a lot of those dudes because when they're younger, they're the point guard.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. They're point yeah. guards, and then they get yeah. to like 6'9", and they can handle it like a point guard. So that actually yeah. works out good for them.
That is
unlike our boy Shaq when he was over there in Germany, and Dale Brown comes over
goodness.
To him.
Yeah, like,
Dale
yeah.
Brown says, "How long have you been serving?" And he said, "My dad serves. I'm 13 years old." Dale Brown was like, "Wow, man!
Yeah, that is so cool." By the way, I told Tony I'm watching something. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it is really, really good.
What is it?
The White Lotus.
Yeah, I've heard all about it. I think Julie watched the whole thing.
So now I've you heard like something that my next we're going to watch. Have you heard about True Detective?
I've heard of it. I never watched it.
I heard it's really, really, really good. Tony, have you watched any of it? We talked about it last night.
No, I've never seen an episode. No.
Al Pacino. They hunt Nazis. No, that's a hunter.
That's a hunter.
Have you seen The Hunter?
I have not. I've seen so many shows, but I know I've not seen The Hunter. Julie and I started Yellowstone again, so back up with Yellowstone. And then there's this one that we watch called Your Honor with the dude who was in Breaking Bad. What's his name, Tony? The star of Breaking Bad. Come on, Tony. Anyway. Tony's just blowing me off.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. He's in Your Honor, and with the second season has come out, so we're gonna watch that. Your Honor.
What about
good.
This 1923, Jim? People keep asking us about
that. Oh, it is so good,
that?
Dude. It is so good.
Really?
Oh. Let me tell you something. Every one of those shows that Taylor Sheridan does, he is amazing. Amazing.
Al, this is a Western.
Yeah, Al. And you know it's with Al? It's with Helen Mirren and
Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Who's streaming it?
Paramount.
Gosh, I got so many streaming services. It's just
yeah,
unbelievable.
I know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I mean, I've been watching a lot of Western. I watch all those. The trilogies I told you of the spaghetti westerns and Once Upon a Time in the West, another Sergio Leone movie.
They're so good.
Yeah, they are. Oh, did you know this? Clint Eastwood was offered to be James Bond.
Was he? How long ago?
Right after Sean Connery left.
Turned it down.
You know why?
Why?
Said it's for an English dude.
See, I kind of agree with that.
I do too. I totally agree with you.
I don't understand. I would watch Clint Eastwood play Mother Teresa, but I just don't see how he fits there. Because what's he going to do? I mean, he's going to get an English accent? Are they going to pretend like suddenly James Bond doesn't have an English accent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think it's ridiculous that they asked him.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just wanted him because he's a superstar.
Yeah, and he's cool. I mean, he's as cool as could be, especially back then.
Can you imagine him speaking with an English accent?
No.
That would be really weird.
No. If you do that, it had to be like centered out of San Francisco or something. You couldn't do it out of London, right?
No. I mean, no. There's no way. It would not fit. He's smart. I think he would have been made fun of if he would have done it.
Yeah. No, he's...
And by the way, Sean Connery was unbelievable.
Oh, I thought he was the best.
He was unbelievable.
He was unbelievable.
Now, people can argue all forever and ever which one they think is the best, and that's fine because there's been some really good ones. But, yeah, that to me is...
Sean Connery was cool.
Sean Connery was
I wonder why he left the role. You have any idea, Tony?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
This is something that should be caught in school when none of us know. I'm going to Google it, though. Sean Connery.
Maybe he wanted more money.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe
Connery
more money.
leave James Bond. Okay. And I'm going to find it here, and we'll see. We'll get an answer. Isn't it great you can find anything out on
It's ridiculous. Google? Okay, it's absolutely ridiculous you can find anything.
Bond publicly announced he was leaving the role of James Bond in 1967's You Only Live Twice, citing a lack of privacy relative. There you go. Low salary.
Yeah, that's
compared
right.
Compared to Phil and Buster's success and the contentious relationship with producers Harry Saltzman and Alan Broccoli.
Yeah, sounds like they weren't they were making millions and millions and millions, and they weren't paying him enough.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that something? Why he left 007.
What Pierce Brosnan wasn't near as good. My boy, my Thunder guy just said he was the worst Bond.
Roger Moore was great, though.
Roger Moore was good. Tremendous.
I thought he was second best.
Roger Moore was tremendous, yeah. He was the original. Was Roger Moore the original?
No, Sean Connery was, isn't he?
Oh, was Connery he? Okay. Was.
Yeah.
And then so it went from Connery to Roger Moore?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they were both great.
And David Niven did one.
I did not know that. David Niven? The Pink Panther?
Which one did he do, Tony?
I did not know that. I must have missed that one. Maybe I didn't go because I can't believe he would be James Bond. He's not cool enough to be James Bond. He's the Pink Panther.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
What? No. I've watched Casino Royale a billion times, and David Niven is not there.
The original Bond, it says. So I guess David Niven the original Bond?
Maybe he was. Maybe he did one. Casino Royale, unless it was remade, that's one of my favorite ones because it's about poker. And that one is, what's his name? Who's the other one? Give me another one. What's his name? Come on, Tony. Give me another James Bond. What's the guy's name? Daniel Craig played it. And it is a great one. He plays in this huge poker game with these wicked, wicked people for millions of dollars. And it's unbelievable. The last hand is amazing. He gets a straight flush and takes all their money and stuff. So.
Timothy Dalton was Bond for a long time, though, 86, 94.
Timothy Dalton, yeah. See, just none of them are any good. Roger,
see, yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm with you. None of them are any good. I watch them when I'm on a plane or something, but no.
Because they can't compare to those others.
They simply cannot compare. No.
Yeah, those two to start it off were amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they were as good as it gets. I mean, they really, 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 really were. Yeah,
James Sean Connery was amazing.
Yeah,
Sean
he was just unbelievable.
As a matter of fact, in just about everything he played,
he's still alive.
I think he just died a little while ago, didn't he, Tony?
I think he might have.
I think I remember him just dying here lately. Now you got me. Here we go, Sean Connery.
Yeah, he did. He did Casino Royale.
He did.
1967.
Who's that?
David Niven.
Well, see, I saw the second one then. They remade it then.
Yeah, they had to remade it. This was the original. This is the 1967.
He died October 31st, 2020. He was 90 years old.
You know who died yesterday?
Who?
And I talked about him, and I had no idea she died.
Who?
Gina Lola Brigida.
Golly, Gina Lola Brigida.
95 years old.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So here it is. Listen, Al, he starred in 7 Bond films, 1962 to 83. Dr. No.
Now, who are you talking about?
Sean Connery.
Okay.
Never Say Never Again. Goldfinger. Wow. He was
Who was in Russia from Love? Is that Roger Moore?
Oh, my gosh.
Or is
listen
that Connery?
Here. Murder on the Orient Express. The Man Who Would Be King. A Bridge Too Far.
Oh,
Man
Who Would Be King is a great movie.
The Name of the Rose. The Untouchables. That was great. He was great in The Untouchables.
Absolutely.
With Elliot Ness. Indiana Jones, The Hunt for Red October. That was a really good one. That's the one. You ever saw that one, Al, when they were down on
a
Dragonheart, The Rock, Finding Forrester, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I mean, he just was, I mean, unbelievable.
He's a cool of cool. He's an Eastwood type cool.
By the way, when we were in the Bahamas, we passed the house that they filmed Goldfinger in.
Really?
Yep.
That's
remember
really
that?
Cool.
Goldfinger!
They did one out in Thailand, out in Phuket.
By the way, when you go to Thailand, do you see who's moving to Thailand?
I saw Cliff Kingsbury. I'm going to have a drink with him, hopefully.
You better go find him.
Yep. Hopefully you're going to have a drink. Have you seen a picture of the female he's chasing?
No, I did not, no.
What's your name, Tony?
I don't know. It's a foreign name. Yeah.
Well, hey, Al, he got a one-way ticket.
I know. I love it, man.
He's made so dang on much money, he can do whatever he wants to do. Let's take an OG&E break. You want to go ahead and help plant a tree, go to OGE.com and do paperless billing. I'm in for Metco today, Midwest Engineering and Testing Corporation. We will tell you all about it. Yeah, by the way, Robbie Knievel died this Friday, too.
Really?
Yep, sure did.
Veronica Balick.
That's the woman he's chasing?
Check out her pictures,
Ah, good. Enjoy yourself out there. 405-681-6737. I had an interesting weekend now. I'm going to tell you about it when I get back.
Okay.
This show's known worldwide as the Dominant
Duo.
Sound off anytime with the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. Opt in with the word animal to 62582. And then, anytime you want to share, text 62582. Open 24/7. And when you need them, call the bros at Trade Pros Heat and Air. Now serving OKC and Tulsa. 98.1 FM. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
Your Oklahoma City Thunder in action tomorrow night. Paycom Center Pacers are in town. If you want to go, Thunder up. Text it all one word to 68683. 98.1 FM WWLS. Pregame starts at 5:30 on your flagship radio home for the Oklahoma City Thunder. More with the Dominant Duo on the Animal.
Jory Bassey, Goldfinger.
Goldfinger! Let's hear this.
What a voice.
Goldfinger.
Wow.
He's the man. He's the man. With a Midas touch.
What a great thing.
What a good movie that is. That's a great movie, Goldfinger.
Yeah, there were a lot of good. Oh, man, that's some great ones, man. Here today in for Metco, Midwest Engineering and Testing Corporation, and this show's known as the Dominant
Duo. So what happened to you this weekend?
So this weekend now was the main event, you know, the big one, the one where people come from all over the world to play, right? And so I was doing pretty good, and they moved me from my table to another table. I got to the table. So in the big, huge arena where they play these tournaments, when they play the tournaments out, they put banners up all the way around from people that have won these big tournaments, right, that are there over the last 10 years or whatever. So there's probably 35 of them up there, you know, of all the guys that win.
That's very cool.
The big tournament. Well, I got sat. They sat me down at this table, and two of the guys at the table had their own banners, okay? Two other guys were big-time pros that had won hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then two other people were guys that I know locally that are really, really good players. So I sat down at that table and thought, oh, this is going to be serious. And Al, I held my own for literally 2 hours at that table. I went there with 72,000. I left it with 105,000. And they moved, they broke our table. And I went to another table. Sure enough, there's another guy with a banner up there. This other guy named Viet Vo, who's won over $1 million. So I sat at that table. And I played my tail off with them again, and my stack went up again. So I played maybe the best poker I've ever played this weekend. Very proud. I cashed. I did not win as much money as I've won before, but I cashed, and I was really proud of myself.
So, oh, very good. That's very cool.
Big,
yeah.
Big.
And you still have to watch the Cincinnati game. I still cannot believe you now watch one of the great movies. With a great cast.
Cincinnati Kid. I really do need to watch that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's amazing. And Julie would love it, too. It's a great movie.
Is there actual poker being played in it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cincinnati Kid.
It's the poker version of The Hustler.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah, I do need to watch that.
Yeah.
I've been saying that.
Steve McQueen is so cool. Edward G. Robinson. And Margaret, Oh, it's a great cast.
Edward G. Robinson, he was a funky little dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's the Minnesota Fats if it was pool, he's Minnesota Fats of poker.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yes.
And Steve McQueen's the guy that's trying
to... Yes, he's the Paul Newman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. So, what crazy football this weekend, huh?
Oh, my goodness. We'll see what happens. There's some really good games, some bad clock management, some...
What was John Harbaugh doing? Why won't they call time? Why do coaches nowadays, when they have three timeouts, just let the clock run and run and run? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. And you and I said clock management may be the easiest thing to do.
Well, you should know he's a really good coach.
I know he is.
You know, Mike McCarthy, he's an idiot. He don't know what he's doing down there, but Harbaugh is really good.
Yeah.
But, man, I couldn't believe it. They just kept running. He ran like 20. They huddled. They were huddling. Ran 28 seconds off between one play and another play. Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's absolutely horrible. Just ridiculous.
And then you got Miami down there. Miami, like, they can't figure out how to get a play in or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take a delay of game.
On fourth and one, they take a delay of game.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's some bad. And then the worst of all of them, dude, is the Chargers. I mean, that was just unbelievable how they lost that game. They just let that thing horrible. Up 27-0.
Yeah.
Golly. But it sounds like they're not going to fire him. I would fire him in a heartbeat.
I would fire him right after the game.
Yeah, on the plane ride home, I would have said, dude, when you get home, just clean it out. You're gone. But nope, they suppose they're not going to. So,
yeah, I guess he fired two of his assistants.
Yeah, that's right. It was one of those deals like, okay, I'll fire my assistants and maybe that'll change. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
How about Trevor Lawrence, man? Four interceptions and then four touchdowns.
Yeah, unbelievable. I tell you what, Herbert got to play better.
No, you're right. He does, but when you're up 27-0, I mean, and here's the deal: run the ball, Eckler. You know that Eckler carried it five times in the second half. You're winning the game. Hand the ball off
right,
and run the
exactly
clock.
That's exactly right. That's exact. Yeah, I couldn't understand what they were doing.
No, it was ridiculous. Some of the things that these coaches do are just amazing.
Well, my Giants won first playoff win.
Dude, man,
you
got a coach. Like, I mean, he has turned Daniel Jones into a really good player.
And you know what, Jim, as I watch it, Daniel Jones is smart, too. When he just took off running a lot of times. They didn't have a spy on him or anything. And he's just like, and it shows you, if you have a quarterback that can run the ball, it really helps you.
It helps you. And here's the other thing. If you have a coach that can coach, it really helps.
That's exactly right.
Dable, you know, you're playing
such
you're
a
basically,
better quarterback.
Yeah, you're playing with almost the same team as last year. You won four games last year.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Al, your team's two or three players away from being a Super Bowl team.
I know. They gotta get a receiver. Gotta get
Well, there's
boy,
a lot
the
of
pass
receivers.
That Slate dropped. I mean, unbelievable.
Oh, I know, man.
In the game.
Golly, that was crazy. But listen, there's a lot of receivers in the draft, man. Look at the Steelers.
Oh,
got Pickens in the second round, dude. He's going to be a superstar. Yeah. They're everywhere. Wide receivers are everywhere.
You could get Mims in the second or third round.
Absolutely. I don't know if I told you, but my guy back in Pittsburgh says that the Steelers really like Mims. Really like him.
Yeah.
And the Steelers are probably going to take a wide receiver in the second, third round area. So, I mean, they may get Mims. But, listen, your Giants are good, dude. And he's a great coach, what he has done.
And I tell you, Barkley, you get him in space.
Oh, when he's healthy?
Yes.
We never saw him really healthy?
No. Nope.
Yeah, these running backs, even though I still wouldn't take them that high, but him and McCaffrey, my boy Najee Harris with the Steelers, when they're healthy, they're good, man. And
no
you block
doubt.
For them, they're good.
Difference makers.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's really good. Giants and Eagles, what a... Three of the teams from the NFC East are in the
semis.
Yeah,
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. I tell you what, Shanahan's a great coach. I mean,
absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
I know. He really is.
He may talk about making Brock Purdy a decent quarterback.
I know. Purdy's playing well, man. He's doing what he's supposed to do. You know, is he going to be a superstar? No, but you got to give him credit.
They got great receivers. They got McCaffrey. Their defense is off the charts.
They got the best offensive tackle in football. Trent Williams from the OU. Yeah, no, they're set up. They could win the thing with Purdy. They could. Yep. They really, matter of fact, I think they got a great chance to win the NFC. We'll see. How about, you know what, Al? I'm going to tell you something, dude. Every time I look up at the daggone TV, you know what I see at the bottom? Every time I look up and I'm watching any of these shows on ESPN or Fox, all I see is, where's Brady going to land? Brady's not any good anymore! I mean, who cares? I tell you what,
if I'm a Raider fan and they take him, I'm so mad. I'd be livid. I'm going to say with you, we watching him last night, and people go, are you kidding me? Did you see that pass? How bad it was? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a shell of himself.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. Let's stop it.
He's going to be 46 years old.
Yeah, are we just going to keep talking about where is he going to land? Where is he going to land? Oh, my gosh, it's disgusting.
I hope he's not like Willie Mays. I hope he retires. People don't think he will.
Hey, how about Joe Namath and Johnny Unitas?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So for all you people out there, go back and look. But Johnny Unitas played for the Chargers, right? And Joe Namath, who did Joe Namath play for, Al? Who was
he? Namath played out in L.A. with the Rams, I think it was.
The Rams? Yeah.
Yep.
For you people out there, go Google. Go to YouTube and put in Johnny Unitas Chargers or Joe Namath Rams, and you look at what these dudes looked like. Now, Brady looks better than they did, but Brady's a year away from looking even worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why can't people come out? They can't play. We're not the same.
Yeah, I don't know. They just love it. I guess people want to talk about
it. Well, surely other teams see it. I mean, if I was, like you said, a Raider fan and they brought him in, I'd be so mad.
Well, the Davis family, you know, they'll do anything. They don't care. They're going to sell tickets or whatever out there in Las Vegas.
Well, they're going to sell tickets anyway. They don't need a quarterback to sell tickets. That place is sold out every game.
Yeah, I'm so tired of it, yeah. And I'll tell you what, Dak Prescott played really, really well, and Dallas looked really good. It's a great win for them. But Tampa looked like they were 100 years old.
Yeah,
I don't know
they look terrible.
You. Gosh, they look bad. And, you know, as long as they don't play close games and Mike McCarthy doesn't have to make any decisions, they're going to be fine.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting game. The two NFC games, I think, are really good this weekend.
I think Kansas City is going to blow out Jacksonville.
I totally agree with that.
But I'm going to tell you what now. In the next couple of years, Jacksonville is going to be involved in things.
Now, we'll see what Cincinnati can do. I mean, they struggle mightily.
Well, their offensive line is all messed up. They were playing a third-team left tackle, and Buffalo's got to be disgusted with the way they played. Everybody's ripping
on
Josh Allen.
Played very well.
Everybody's ripping on him. Yep. I'm like, let's see. Okay, he didn't play real well. And frankly, the Ravens, my gosh, the 100-yard, 98-yard fumble return for Cincinnati, and then the horrible clock management. But they had a chance to win.
And I hear people, they should let Lamar Jackson go. If they let Lamar Jackson go, they're not going to be any good.
They're not going to let him go, Al. They're going to tag him. They'll tag him. I mean, and he'll make $46 million.
I saw that. It looked like Jalen Hurts is going to make $265 million.
Is that what they're planning on giving him?
I saw 6 years, $265 million.
Six years?
Or $245 million. $40 million a year.
Okay. Well, good for him. It's amazing. It's a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
So, a lot really better than anybody thought he was going to be.
Yeah, maybe not him, though. He might have thought that. He's a
confident
dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude.
I mean, the dude works.
I hope his shoulder's healthy so he can really play. Let's take an OG&E break. If you'd like to help plant a tree, get paperless billing, go to OGE.com. I'm in for Metco, Midwest Engineering and Testing Corporation. Great, great people. They're hiring. This is a company you want to work for. Technicians, drillers, engineers, office staff. Great pay, great benefits. And great people. I don't know how you can beat that. Call them 405-681-6737, 681-6737. You can go to Metco @.us. Mr. Barry Trammell joins us next with Mr. Al Eschbeck. This show's known worldwide as the Dominant
Duo. This is your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass, sponsored by Oklahoma Men's Clinic. Now here's Gideon Hamilton on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Thunder are back home tomorrow for the first time in over a week after their four-game road trip. Shea Gildas-Alexander talks about the progression of second-year teammate Josh Giddey.
Does so many good things that it's easy to put him in so many lineups. He can play the point, has great vision, gets in the paint, really plays for his teammates. And then I think we're seeing his shooting develop, his work ethic, and his smarts for the game is what sets him apart.
The Thunder host the Indiana Pacers tomorrow night.
This has been your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass on your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station, WWLS. Michelob Ultra. Proud sponsors of WWLS, the Sports Animal, your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station. Now, Barry Trammell joins Al Eschbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance, 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
And we're back. I'm in for Metco, Midwest Engineering and Testing Corporation, joined by Mr. Al Eschbach and Mr. Barry Trammell. This show's known as the Total
Dominance
Hour.
Tram, how you doing today?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Where are you driving? Where are you off to? Where are you doing?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just here in the office, but I can't get on the tie line. I don't know what's going on.
No problem. I don't know where to start. I mean, football, I guess there's just so much to get into. I do know one thing, Tram. It is mind-boggling to me how coaches, and even good coaches, have no idea how to handle clocks and things. Did you see John Harbaugh? What has happened over the last 3-4 years? And I know my answer, because you got guys like Mahomes and these dudes. They're so worried about giving time to the other team. But what has happened with these guys where – they'll have 3 timeouts, there'll be a minute 25 left, and they just let the clock run and run and run. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I don't know. We talked about it yesterday. Harbaugh totally mismanaged the clock. I don't know. It's a good question. And the Dolphins, they didn't mismanage. They didn't save their timeouts. They used them all because they couldn't get plays in on time.
Yeah.
So when the college level does that, you sort of say, well, that's just college. But that shouldn't happen in the NFL. Should not happen in the NFL.
No.
No. I mean, yeah, it just
– especially with a guy like Harbaugh, right?
It just – I mean, if we know it, I mean, these people are coaching forever, that it's elementary.
And then Al, after the game, he said, well, I was saving my timeouts when we get to the red zone. You know what? You got to score. You got to forget about the other team. You have to, the number one thing you have to do is score. But they're worried about, well, do I want to give Burrow time? And I don't want to give him 30. He says, I don't want to give him 30 seconds. Okay, well, you gave him no time because you lost. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not good. And here's the other thing. In that particular game, neither offense was doing much. Cincinnati couldn't block them anymore.
Yep.
And Baltimore was having to huff and puff to get anything done. So, you know, that's the key. This wasn't 42-38 back and forth. This was both teams struggling to score.
Now if Baltimore scores and gets a 2-point conversion, the game's over. I don't care how much, because Cincinnati was really struggling. They had their third team offensive tackle in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was that was absolutely crazy. Cham, what about, I told Al, I'm just so sick of just hearing minute after minute, where's Tom Brady going to land? Where's Tom Brady going to land? Cham, he's not any good anymore.
No, he's not. I don't know if he wants to keep playing or not, but there's no team. Maybe if you're the Raiders, you know, you try to catch magic in a bottle. But if I'm the 49ers, I wouldn't want to bring in Tom Brady.
If I'm a Raider fan, I'd be so mad they bring him in there. Really mad.
The Seahawks, I wouldn't bring in Tom Brady.
I wouldn't bring him in either.
No.
Geno Smith had a better year than he had this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's the greatest of all time, but you know what I told people today, Tram? I said, and you're going to, just like Al, Go on YouTube and put in Joe Namath Rams or Johnny Unitas Chargers. Right? You remember that, right? Al brought up Willie Mays.
I do. Now, I think he's better. I think he's better than that.
I do, too, but he's going in that direction. Don't you agree?
He's going to be 46 years old next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's time for him to move on. Move to the broadcast booth and, start a new chapter. That's the way to go.
I wonder, Al, Popovich's wife passed away a little while ago, and they had been married for years and years and years, and from what I understand, they were just madly in love. And if he doesn't coach anymore, he's going to have nothing. What's he going to do? So he's just going to keep on coaching. I wonder if Tom Brady, on another scale, just got divorced, ugly, everybody knows all about it. I wonder if he's just thinking, hey, if I don't have football, what am I going to do? You think that's a chance?
Well, it cost him his marriage because he cared more about the game than he did his kids.
Well, there are different things about that. We really don't know for sure, but there's a good chance that might be true, Al. That could very well be true.
Here's the deal. He's not walking away from football. Fox has that deal set up for him.
Yeah, but it's not the same, Tram. To call the game it.
Listen. How many players have played National Football League in this history?
Thousands.
50,000?
A lot, yeah.
I mean, tens and tens of thousands. How many have played in the NBA? Thousands. How many have played Major League Baseball? Hundreds of thousands. They all had to walk away. They had to walk away. That's part of the gig. Yep. And that's not something that you ever have to think about. Well, maybe I can avoid it.
And he's the best of all time. And he's the best of all time,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah. He got twice as much as even the longevity guys. So, yeah. I mean, if he can't deal with it, to accomplish that much, to get to play as long as he got to play, if he can't deal with it, then there's something wrong.
Well, I want you both to know, if he were to come up to me and say, what should I do? I'd say retire. I'm just saying that maybe in his mind he thinks, I really need to keep playing, which is a mistake. Right, Al? I mean, it's a mistake.
Yeah, but there's like Barry said, every athlete goes through that.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, and he won seven Super Bowls. What else does he have to prove?
Yeah.
All he's going to do is go down. Now, I don't know if he'll hurt his legacy, but I don't know. What, Tram, the way the Dallas Cowboys are going to win in the playoffs is when their coach, and I guess now their kicker, has nothing to do with it, right? I mean, if they dominate, they're going to be fine, but if they have to have their coach make decisions, or maybe their kicker beat some of his things inside, cobwebs inside of them, they might be in some trouble.
Now, I don't have any idea what Mike McCarthy ever did to you to make you compare him to Brett Maurer from last night.
He stinks. But Mike McCarthy is when Nathaniel Hackett got fired, he became the worst coach in the entire league. He's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, maybe,
this is an incredibly talented team. And if they play like that, then Al Eschbeck and I could go down there and coach it. And we'd have a lot of fun, Al, coaching the Dallas Cowboys, by the way.
Yeah, I've never seen McCarthy that way. But the kicker is a mess. I've never seen that in my life. Has anybody ever missed in an NFL game? Has anybody ever missed four extra points in the same game?
No, they've never missed it ever. No, not even close.
I'm not talking about playoffs. They kept talking about the playoffs.
Any game. Any game. Yeah. It's never happened. And by the way, he missed his last one the week before, so he's missed five in a row.
Consistency.
And you know what's unbelievable? You talk about consistency. All four of them were exactly the same. I said this earlier, guys. When I played golf, if I hit the ball a couple times to the left, if I like pushed it left because I was left-handed, I tried my best. I would rather hook it right the next time just to get rid of that stupid thing. And this dude just kept doing the exact same thing.
Well, the third one went left. The first two went
right.
Oh, that's
right.
The third one left.
That's right.
And then the fourth one went, back right off the top.
Crazy.
It's just nuts, though. I don't know. They've got to get a new kicker by next Sunday.
We'll talk about that. I don't think there's any way. That would be psychotic for me. I'm here in for Metco, Midwest Engineering and Testing Corporations at OG&E Break. with Mr. Al Leshbeck and Mr. Barry Trammell. This show's known as The Total
Dominance
Hour.
The Thunder are at home looking to beat the Pacers tomorrow night at 7 on ESPN 640 and 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal. WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City, your home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Sports Animal. A Cumulus Media station. And now, for more Total Dominance.
Total Dominance.
On 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
We're back with a show known in Amityville as The Toto.
Dominance.
Hour.
Jim's at Metco, in for Metco, going to be telling you all about it.
Hey, Al, real quick, can I just say one quick thing?
Yeah.
Tram was saying he needed to get a new kicker for next week. First of all, I think that's a little bit ridiculous. But, Tram, listen to this. He was 29 for 32 on field goals, 6 for 7 between 40 and 49 yards, 9 for 11, 50 yards plus.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Jim, there's no way you can get rid of this guy on one game.
He's clearly a good kicker, but I don't see there's any way you can go to San Francisco with him.
Well, you want to just take somebody off of a UPS truck? What are you going to do?
Go find a kicker.
Jim, none of them are kicking.
You can't.
So you're telling me that you would feel more comfortable with a dude who hasn't kicked in however long and bring him to a divisional playoff game than the dude that kicked great for you all year?
It's not UPS structure. There's not 32 guys capable of kicking in the NFL. There's like 150 or 400. There's kickers everywhere.
Where are they?
Some of them have kicked this year. Teams are changing kickers all the time. How could you take a guy to San Francisco? You're down 7-0, scored in the second quarter. He goes out there and misses the extra point. At that point, you know, we can't kick again.
I'm with Jim on this.
I just don't think you can, Tram. I just don't know how you can just get rid of a dude who's kicked great all year and had one horrible game.
Well, because it's 100% middle block.
Well, he did. Now, listen, he did make the one at the end. So at least he's got a little bit going for him there. But I don't know, Jim. You're going to go pick up a dude who's like working out in his backyard to kick in San Francisco?
Yeah, I am. First of all, every team's got a list of three, four, five kickers who are available that have been, that they know can work. They might not be as good as the guy you got, but anything's better than this guy is damaged goods.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Hey, I want to talk about Jenny Carlson's column today. Apparently, what the holdup with the schedule thing isn't putting games together. It's
it has nothing to do with the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about negotiation for the buyout and getting out early and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, so
and I don't know what the particulars are. I don't know what's keeping, you know, what releasing the schedule could trigger one way or the other, but that's what it's all is.
What does the buyout have to do with putting together a schedule?
It doesn't have. They got the schedule, but apparently there's some legalities, some contractual stuff that if you release the schedule, that create some other things that could make it easier. I don't know if it's easier or more difficult for the conference and the Big 12 to negotiate a buyout. And here's what's interesting to me. Here's what I was told over the weekend. It's not even 100% sure now that they'll stay in the Big 12 next year. They likely will. But everything's on the table.
You mean there's a chance that OU and Texas could leave for the 23 season?
Yes. That's what I was told over the weekend.
That means there's some serious hatred being thrown around then. Am I right?
Well, it's all money. It's not hatred. It's all business. It's 100% business.
Well, you can hate people in business, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's all about the money. It's all about the money.
Okay, so just for me, the stupid person that I am, you help me and others out there. How much money does OU and Texas have to pay the Big 12 to get out? And does it change every year? What? Tell me exactly.
No, it's $80 million, basically.
So it's $80 million each?
Yes.
Okay, and ESPN could help with that, correct?
We'll have to help with that.
Okay.
At least on OU's side.
ESPN is losing their tail, too. I mean, they're losing a bunch of money. So I'm wondering... Oh, Tram, they have fired like 700 people in the last year and a half. I mean, they're...
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, COVID obliterated them just like it did everybody else. But they were... Remember how they were firing people before COVID?
Yeah, absolutely they were. Let me tell you something. They would be doing the OU football program a massive disservice if they went into the SEC next year. Massive.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with you, Al. You've been saying this, Al, for a little while, and I was on the other side, and I came over to your side. You are right. OU needs to get things together before they go. Of course, I didn't know they were going to go 6-7. I don't think anybody did.
Yeah. So, now, the thing to remember, though, is if you're going to go 6-7, might as well go 6-7 in the SEC.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
Well, yeah. You're going to be A&M forever then.
Well, but not forever. He's just saying go do it for one year.
The thing is, if they don't get things started, they have another 6-7, the recruiting's going to eventually start falling off.
Yeah.
Al, we agree with you on this.
Yeah.
Both of us. I think we both agree that OU could use at least one more year, maybe two. But the
schedule thing is kind of, you know, the Central Florida guy, he said it was going to be released on Tuesday. Which
today's Tuesday, last time I checked.
Yeah, I think it's going to be February.
And it has to be, it said mid-February, it has to be released by mid-February?
Well, they got a contract. Now, anything's possible, I suppose. But by contract, they got to let Fox and ESPN know by February. I don't know if it's February 1st or 15th, I forget.
Huh. Wow. It's a mess, man. It's a total mess.
Anything happened in the portal over the weekend?
Still waiting for Spencer Sanders. Now I hear he may be going to Mississippi.
That's where I hope he goes.
Maybe. I mean, the three schools that I've heard are Penn State, Mississippi, and Auburn. And I got no idea what's going to happen.
I mean,
I don't know. I know for a fact that he was asking for too much money in the beginning, but what does this show that no one's, is he just taking his due diligence or, I don't know.
I don't know. Is he asking for too much money?
He did in the beginning. I know that for a fact.
Did he misplay his hand? In other words.
Hey, at Mississippi and Auburn, there's never such a thing as too much money.
You're right. But Al, well, it's too much money if they don't think he's worth the money.
Yeah. Right. Well, obviously, Kiffin thinks he's better than Dart. And he's bringing him in with a start ahead of Dart.
If he brings him in, yeah. If he's going to definitely come there, yeah.
So
I don't know. It's a weird deal because I would have thought that there would be people that wanted him.
Well, I would too, and maybe there were. But,
well, there are. He just hasn't made up his mind.
Right, right. And maybe, you know, he had some offers. he waited, and somebody said, "Well, we're going to take this guy there."
Hey,
so
yeah, you know what point. They you know what they Caleb Williams announced for USC?
Yes, it was like February 1st, wasn't it?
February 1st.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you something. Does USC, because they're a private school, do they start their classes later than like the public schools?
Well, I don't know, but much of the West Coast, I don't know about everybody, but the West Coast has a quarter system at a lot of the schools.
Right.
Rather than the semesters.
Three semesters, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that changes it a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was taking courses online, I think, Caleb was last year. School had something. I think he was enrolled taking classes online.
Yeah. I'm going to bet you this coming year he probably won't be taking classes online.
You got that right. by the way, I guess the 30th USC's at Dionville.
That's 30th of what?
Of September.
September, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how good Dion can be right away. Because I'm telling you, every time I look at my phone and on my transfer portal app, it says, this guy's going to Colorado. This guy's going to Colorado. Now, I don't know how good they are, but I think you're going to have a whole new team. And frankly, he told the people, if you want to be here, get out.
Well, yeah, you know the couple of them are going to, you would think his son would be pretty good. And that kid, the Hunter kid, who no one play in the country.
Well, Hunter's a star. I mean, he played both sides. He can play both sides of the ball.
So, it's interesting, man. It's how good they're going to be. They're going to be fun to watch. They're going to, all of a sudden, one thing they did hire him, I would think that they're going to be sold out, at least the first few games there.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a Colorado game. I guess it may have been TCU, you know, that season opener. I was very impressed with the crowd.
Oh, really?
There were a lot more people there than I thought, for as meager as Colorado has been over the years.
You know who plays at Colorado week two?
Who?
Nebraska.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That's really cool.
Yeah. New coaches. Both of them haven't been any good. Actually, Colorado's been worse than Nebraska. I can't put them in the same category, but that'll be. They used to have some great games. You remember some of the games they used to play?
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't it on Friday? Wasn't it on Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yes, Friday after Thanksgiving. It took over the OU rivalry with Nebraska.
I remember that I'd be out there at Lucky Star doing my show, and it'd be on the television. It'd be hard for me to do because I'd be watching those games, man. Yeah, they played some great games.
Yeah, they actually have an interesting schedule, Colorado. They play TCU, Nebraska, and Colorado State.
Gee, many Christmas. You said interesting. That's a hard schedule.
Yeah, pretty hard. Well, I mean, Colorado State wasn't very good. It's an interesting
No,
rivalry.
But it's a rivalry. You know how a rivalry, you can lose to your rival, so.
Right, and TCU is really good, so it's a better than average schedule, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Barry, right now, who would you pick to win the Big 12 next year?
Oh. At the risk of being branded, I would.
The risk of being branded. It was a TV show branded.
Great show.
I'd probably pick Texas.
I think everyone. I mean, I would say 9 out of 10 people are going to pick Texas. Not saying they're going to win it, Al, but don't you think most are going to pick them this year?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I have no idea who I'd pick right now.
I mean, I think Texas, TCU's losing a lot.
I'd like to look at K-State. I wonder what K-State returns. I need to.
Well, who's their quarterback going to be?
Will Howard. He's good.
I thought he lost his red shirt.
No, he's only been there 3 years. He did lose his red shirt if he doesn't get it back, but he's got 2 years left. Even if he
then I might pick K-State then too.
Yeah, I mean they won it this year. Can you win it? Can they win it back to back?
Well, I don't know. Baylor is on an ABAB rotation.
Yeah,
this would be the year they'd be good in theory.
It's. So I don't know. Yeah, I imagine Texas will be favored to win the thing. But,
yeah. And then I guess who is think about this, guys. Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, all with new quarterbacks. This could be the year where, well, TCU did it this year, but this could be another year where a team like that, I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it's somebody like North Carolina with that May kid or something. You know, somebody might be able to make a move.
Well, you like Notre Dame a lot, Jim.
I do like Notre Dame, but then I looked at their schedule, and it's horrible. It's so hard.
Well,
they're at Clemson. Good.
Got to play USC at home.
Yep. What'd you say?
You should be good is
who?
Michigan again. Michigan.
Yeah, yes. You're probably right.
Yes.
They'll get the Corum kid back. Their quarterback comes back. Yeah, they'll be good. But I don't know if Michigan can win the whole thing.
I don't know if they can either.
They can win the Big Ten and go undefeated. They don't have state at home.
I would probably pick Alabama.
Who's going to play quarterback, though?
I bet they got somebody.
This is the first time I've seen in polls that they're not even, a lot of people don't even have them in the top five. I haven't seen that. That's insane.
What about Spencer Sanders in Tuscaloosa?
That's interesting. Spencer Sanders is like a smaller, like, poor man's Jalen Hurts, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
A little bit like Jalen Hurts, Al?
Doesn't throw the ball like Jalen.
No, but he's kind of the same player, though.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. He's more shifty than Jalen. Jalen's stronger.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why I said littler.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You go back to the Big Ten. You know, and I'm the dude who rips on Nebraska all the time, but with the coaches that came to Wisconsin and Nebraska, you would think that those two teams would start to fight for some things, wouldn't you?
Oh, I think Wisconsin's going to be really good under Luke Fickell. I don't know about Nebraska. I love Matt Rule, but I don't know if he can get him turned around.
Now, how can you love Matt Rule? How can you say that?
I love Matt Rule, but I don't know if he can do that. Maybe he can, but let me tell you.
Well, Nebraska and Wisconsin are about the same this year.
Is that true?
What'd they play? What was the score of their game? Probably Wisconsin might have beaten by a point or so.
I don't know. But Wisconsin's been way better over 15, 20 years, and they got a better foundation. They got a better everything. I think Wisconsin is going to get really good under Luke Fickell.
Well, it sounds like he wants to start throwing it. And what's he brought in, like 15 quarterbacks in the portal?
He brought in Mordecai, he brought in Evers, and he brought in somebody else.
Yeah,
he brought in somebody from maybe Mississippi State.
Yeah, he's bringing in a bunch of quarterbacks.
He's bringing in a bunch of quarterbacks.
And I wonder why. You got any idea, Tram, why Mordecai would leave SMU?
I do not know.
Because he wants to go throw the ball in some place warmer in the wintertime.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was surprised a little bit that he stayed in the first place.
Well, I agree. When Dykes leaves, then I could see it. But he stays for a year. And then leaves. And by the way, he throws it all over the place down there.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be 100% speculating, so I don't claim to have any.
Maybe he's playing. He thinks I'm going to play in the Big Ten. It's better football. It'll show him off a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, that was a strange, and it's now Evers too. Why would Evers go there?
I heard from too many people that he's just not very good, but maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. I don't know. If he couldn't step on the field down there in the Cotton Bowl, right? I mean, my gosh, that was a fiasco.
But why would Fickell take him?
Well, yeah. Remember he took him before
Wisconsin
he
beat Nebraska 15-14 this year.
Yeah, that's a great game. By the way, but Al, remember now, Fickell took him before Mordecai. He didn't know he had Mordecai at the time.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but he still took him.
He did. Listen, I don't understand it. I don't know what to tell you. Why do you bring in three different quarterbacks in a portal? I don't know what the heck's going on there. It's weird.
Well, I think Kiffin's doing it. Kiffin's getting the Howard kid, I think, from LSU. And he may get Spencer Sanders.
Now, that's a team that could fight for a national championship, fellas, LSU.
They could, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick them to win this SEC.
I'm not either, Al, but I'm just saying.
They'll be good. No, they'll be good. I agree.
Daniel's kid
that quarterback's good. He's a
and
good player.
Al, he's brought in some portal guys.
Yeah, they could. You're right. Let's see what their schedule. Where'd they play Alabama at this year?
Let me tell you who else is going to be good or could be. Tennessee could be good again. Because
yeah, they get that.
Had two good quarterbacks. He had two good quarterbacks.
Well, that kid can really, really throw it. Really throw it.
USC is going to be good.
Yeah, they'll be good. But their defense will blow it. They won't go anywhere because of that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the team that keeps winning and we never talk about is Utah. I mean, Utah just keeps on winning.
Washington should be good.
Yeah, Washington is going to be good. I agree with you, Al.
They got that quarterback back.
Utah's
he's good.
Got Cam Rising back. I think Utah could be a dark horse.
Gosh, another guy that's been in college 10 years. That's unbelievable, Cam Rising.
OU recruited him in like 2014 or something, didn't they? My gosh, it's forever.
Hey, Barry, thanks.
See you, Jim.
Jim, what's going on, Metco?
Metco, Midwest Engineering and Testing Corporation. They're now hiring technicians, drillers, office staff, engineers. Get great money, great people that work there. Training will be provided if you need a little bit more. And they've got extensive line of benefits. Go to metco.us or call them 405-681-6737,
681-6737. Let's take an OG&E Brand Tree. Go by Golis. Check it out, OG&E.com. 98.1 FM. Double the sports head up next. Give more than total.
Dominance.
Power.
TheSportsAnimal.com. Your home to the latest sports news and headlines. WWLS podcasts, online contests, plus score in-depth Thunder recaps. Sponsored by Oklahoma Men's Clinic.
Cha-ching and Thunder Moneyball.
Now, Dean Blevins joins Al Eschbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we're back with the show known in Lake Erie as a Total
Dominance.
Our
Jim's in for Metco, going to be telling you all about it. Let me ask both of you guys, are the Thunder too good? Going to be too good to tank? Any ideas? Right.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, Al, they have the easiest schedule the rest of the way. I don't think that means everything, but you'd rather have that than the opposite. So, you know, you got to have reason to believe that they're going to be, you know, a 500 team maybe. I don't think it serves them. I don't think it serves them right now. I think they have players they need to continue to nurture, give opportunities to. Try to figure out, you know, who they really like moving forward. Have the fans be as excited as possible moving forward. I think there's a lot of reasons that this season's different than the past couple.
Here's the other thing, too, Al. If they get into the play-in situation and they don't make it to the playoffs, they still go back into the daggone lottery and they'll only be like 2% less than if they were to just been out of it.
Yeah.
So I think now you got to just say, let's go. So, I mean, I don't really think you got these youngsters that are playing well. If I'm Gildas Alexander, there is absolutely no way that they're going to take me out of the lineup. No way. I'm not going to let it happen. Now I'm going to tell them no to anything.
Well, they look
you,
too
you mean
good.
Taking out of the lineup because of tanking?
Like,
you mean,
yeah, like, you know, he has a hurt ankle and doesn't play 15 games. You know what I'm saying, Dean? He's not going to do that.
And you know, even further on that, I think that he is now being recognized as one of the best in the league. He's going to be an all-star, and tanking is not synonymous with that. Go out and play. Let him go. I mean, I think you bring up a good point him out.
And he has a chance to make one of the top three all-NBA teams. You know, and you make all NBA first, second, or third team, even though we looked, it doesn't do anything to his contract like other players it does, but it does mean that you're pretty daggone impressive. You're one of the top 15 players in the league.
Well, they're so much better than they were a year ago. I mean, they're just a lot better. I mean, go ahead, Dean.
Did you see, I mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't have this fact at my fingertips, and I don't have it in front of me now, but I saw
that, who was it? I think it was The Athletic. One of their guys re-ranked the rookie class, and Jalen Williams was picked 12th, and he's number 3 on his list, third best rookie.
Yeah, he has been. He's been pretty highly ranked by people. Yeah, I mean, I'll just say the obvious again. Holmgren is the total key. I mean, if he can be as good as his draft spot, then this could be really fun over the next few years.
I agree.
If he plays up to his confidence level, we'll be in great shape. I'll add that.
Yeah, he's very confident. But good for him. You know, good for him. I mean,
And they become such a good offensive team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
they share the ball more better than anybody in the league, or as well as the best teams.
Yeah.
You know, there's not anyone to force. You know, if you have to give someone a shot, you want to try in certain situations to get it to Shea. If not, he's unselfish. That can go to anyone. You got Giddy over there now, capable of making threes. He'll only get better. I give England a ton of credit with that, and some of the other guys. I mean, Kendrick Williams, Al, you got to feel good when he gets the ball and has just some space. It doesn't matter if it's from 15 feet or 23 feet. I mean, when you got guys like him doing that consistently, that's a great sign.
Hey, you know who played well this weekend was Baisley.
Yeah, and he's not my favorite, but he does
trade
deserve
him.
The credit.
Trade him.
Yeah. But
trade him.
He did play well, Jim. He did play well.
Hey, listen, he will play he does it every year. He'll play 2-3 really good games, and then he doesn't show up. And just when he plays his good games, trade him and see what you can get for him. They don't need him. They got other players that can play those minutes. But he did play well. I'm not saying he didn't now. You're right.
Well, they got February 9th, the trade deadline. So we will see 3 weeks from Thursday. Do they keep Kendrick Williams? I mean, I'd keep him.
Yep, boy, he's such a Swiss Army knife, you know? He does everything.
Doesn't he epitomize, guys? Doesn't he epitomize what this team is right now, maybe as much as anyone, maybe more than anyone?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a little bit undersized. He really doesn't have a position, but he does everything. Yeah, that's right. He does everything.
Capable,
the guy does everything.
Capable, plays hard, plays smart. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, you put truth serum in people around the league right now, I would think right now the Thunder, they're one of the teams that people don't want to play right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're about favored every time you play them, and they beat you. That's what's happening
now. Jim, you can bet the coaches feel that way because they know their teams don't feel that way. They still don't take Oklahoma City as seriously, in my opinion. I'm not on the road with them. I don't know all those guys, but my opinion is that they still don't look at Oklahoma City and go, man, wow, we better
get
ready here in a couple of days.
Well, Doc Rivers flat out said it.
Yeah, right.
You know, so no, I think you're right on them. I don't think you have to be on the road. I think you're right on the money. They're a tough team to play against. They really are. You know, you think they're not that big, but they battle, and you know, inside the big men that they do have battle with you. So it's impressive.
Question: why doesn't Isaiah Joe get more minutes?
It drives me crazy. I'll tell you why, Al. Because he wasn't drafted. That's why. Because the Trey Mann he's a draft pick, and they want to see what he can do. I used to see it. I've told this before, Al. I used to see it all the time in baseball. I mean, the higher drafted you were, the more chances you got. And that's what's going on. Isaiah Joe should be playing every game 25 minutes. That dude can light it up.
My guess is also that we know what he can do from three, and they need it. And my goodness, hadn't this franchise needed that in the past? So there's so much value there. But clearly the rest of his game is not at that level, or hell, he'd be a starter and an all-NBA player. But the other areas of his game need a little maturing.
I agree, but Dean, this is the first time, you know, Philly didn't let him play at all. And then we saw him the other day in a game, it was the Heat or somebody, where he went to the basket and slammed the ball, and then he had another one where he had an up and under, and he had a couple rebounds. I mean, look, I don't think he's great defensively, but Giddy's horrific defensively, so this dude can play.
Well, Giddey being, in your words, horrific defensively is another reason you don't have him out there as much.
That's a good point.
Joe out there.
That's a good point. No, I mean, I can't argue with you on that. But I just like him, Al. I like him. I like him a lot.
I like his game a lot. I mean, but yeah, they got. I guess you got to figure out now. Well, you know, what's the future for Trey Mann? I mean, that's he's shooting 30.7 from 3-point range.
Yeah, and Joe is shooting 43%.
So. Yeah, and so is Kendrick Williams.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you give up on Trey Mann. I just think, you know what? Trey Mann could possibly be one of those guys you look to package. And if Isaiah Joe keeps doing what he is, package Trey Mann, Dean, in a year or so, you know?
Yeah, you know, if it wasn't that number you're talking about, Al, and sometimes he pushes on the offensive end a little too much, forces some shots.
Oh.
But, you know, he is a guy that you look at, and when he does some of the things he's capable of doing, you go, wow. I mean, that's really good. But,
yeah.
But you know, is it good enough? Does the Thunder need that? Is that good enough for the Thunder? 30% isn't.
You're
well,
so right,
and we, what we forget sometimes is how young these guys. Look at how Pokuševski's improved this year. So
I know, Al, but this is his second year, right?
You're right.
Man. Cool. So,
but it's Pokuševski's third year.
They're going to be
but
I'm talking about man.
I agree.
These hard decisions on him. You know,
next year
before they get after it next year.
You are so right on man. When he gets hot, he looks unbelievable. But unfortunately, he gets hot about 20% of the time. He's got to get more consistent, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying I don't want him. I'm just saying I like Isaiah Joe better, Al. That's all I'm saying.
I tell you, when Holmgren plays next year, they're going to be really fun to watch.
Yeah. No doubt. Especially if they could get another big man.
Yeah, they got to get another big man. There's no doubt about that. They got
power inside, you know.
Yeah, all of a sudden, we talked all the.
I don't know if you're talking about the draft, but if you're not talking about the draft, Presti's got enough in his back pocket to come up with a big man.
I agree. Well, but what Al and I are saying is, like, a guy like Plumlee, you know, you don't need a superstar in there. You just need Steven Adams. Al brought up Steven Adams, right, Al, last week?
Yep.
Steven, it's somebody
I'd
like
love
that.
Love to have him back. Love to have him back.
Well, he would
That's a team playing pretty well right now, guys.
Yeah. How about Ja Morant?
If you ask me who you want to watch in the NBA, what teams are out there, I always want to watch Trey. Believe it or not, I do like watching the Lakers just because of the drama and Russ and Reeves. So there are a few selected teams, of course, when Steph's right, him. But that's a team that I really, if they're playing, I try to watch them.
I agree. I saw somebody the other day, I wish I could remember who it was an ex-NBA player saying, when you consider the size and all the different things, he said he thinks Ja Morant is the greatest dunker of all time.
Wow.
Did you see it last night?
It was ridiculous. Every night there's a jam that's unbelievable. Now, Al, remember now, we're talking about because he's so little and everything
right,
and what he
exactly.
does.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, Vince Carter, and I mean, there were some unbelievable Dr. J and Dominique Wilkins. I mean, they're everywhere. But when you throw in how little he is and the dunks he makes, this guy said he thinks he's the best dunker of all time. That's crazy.
I don't remember hearing what his vertical is.
It's huge. Oh, it's got to be off 44. The charts.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he slams the ball on 7-footers, Dean.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, last night was ridiculous.
Well, yeah. And you know what? They did a great job. You build with the draft. Cleveland has, Memphis has. And then you bring in somebody, and that's how you build a team. And I think the Thunder are maybe a year away, maybe next year, bringing in somebody via a trade.
I agree, Al. That's exactly right. I totally agree with you. Yep, that's what you're going to have to do if they want to get over the top. But Holmgren can get them to that level where maybe they're fighting to be like a 5-6 seed, you know, Al, in that neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dino,
hey guys,
thanks.
My sports. Hey,
ahead,
give me 20 seconds here, Al.
Yeah, go ahead.
Leave my sportscast with the Bedlam tomorrow. And to whittle it down, OSU's really struggling. Oklahoma doesn't have many more wins. But at the same time, you know it'll be an atmosphere. Oklahoma struggled down the stretch. I think the key to this game is going to be Sherfield, because you remember what he did at Kansas or what he didn't do? No, it's at Kansas. Maybe I got the game wrong. What was the one where he really folded and they didn't get – was it Kansas?
No, he's Kansas. Great at Kansas. I thought he was great at Kansas, wasn't he?
Okay, maybe it was Kansas. I think he has to be there at the end of the game for Oklahoma. There were one or two games where he wasn't. I love the kid. But they're going to need him because they're not playing that great down the stretch.
Dean, you're so much nicer than I am, because you said, yeah, and OSU's really struggling. I was getting ready to say they stink. They're terrible. They are. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. They can play great defense.
50% chance to win tomorrow is all I know.
Well, I mean, they might win at home against OU, but they're just not any good, Al.
Shoot the ball. Offense.
God, it's terrible.
Dino, thanks. See ya.
Okay, guys.
Jim, what's going on? Metco.
Midwest Engineering and Testing Corporation. They're the best source for geotechnical engineering and construction materials testing in Oklahoma. Basically, what they do is if you're getting ready to build whatever you're building, any type of structure, including roads, buildings, billboards, windmills, remember, you have to have a firm foundation, because if you don't do that, 3, 4, 6, 8 years down the road, the thing's going to be falling apart. They guarantee that it's going to be awesome. That's right. So give them a call, 405-681-6737. It's Metco.
Let's take an OG&E break. Help plant the tree? Go to Paperless Billing, OG&E.com. 98.1 FM, this is, we'll come back with one more segment of the total.
Dominance.
Power.
Sports Morning with Craig Humphreys.
This LeBron that, oh, I'd never planned on being the greatest scorer. I'm a passer and all this. No, he knows exactly where he is in the chase. No one's going to regard LeBron as the greatest scorer of all time. He played so much longer than Michael Jordan. You don't need to prove that you're the greatest three-point shooter, LeBron. You're not.
Totally agree.
So stop taking them.
Sports Morning with Craig Humphreys. Weekday mornings 9 to noon on WWLS, the sports animal. This is your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass, sponsored by
Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance.
Now here is Gideon Hamilton on WWLS, the sports animal.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are back home tomorrow for the first time in over a week after their four-game road trip. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander talks about the progression of second-year teammate Josh Giddey.
Does so many good things that it's easy to put him in so many lineups. He can play the point, has great vision, gets in the paint, really plays for his teammates. And then I think we're seeing his shooting develop, his work ethic, and his smarts for the game is what sets him apart.
The Thunder host the Indiana Pacers tomorrow night.
This has been your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass on your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station, WWLS. David Stanley Dodge. Proud sponsors of WWLS, the sports animal, your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station.
It's America.
Great song.
Ventura Highway, isn't it?
Ventura Highway. Looking on the road, walking down the road. Great song.
By the way, have you seen that NFL 100 commercial?
Chewing on a piece of grass. I don't know. Remind me. What are you talking
about? Okay, let me remind you. Here's who is in it, okay? Dick Butkus, Joe Green, Aaron Donald, Peyton Manning, Orlando Pace, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees, Michael Strahan, Ron Gronkowski, Bernard Urlacher, Juju Smith, Marshawn Lynch, Eli Manning, the Dominion Sue, Mike Singletary, Chris McCaffrey, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders, Larry Little, Paul Warfield, Larry Zonka, Todd Gurley, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, LaDainian Tomlinson, Larry Fitzgerald, Ed Reed, Jim Brown, Baker Mayfield, Tom Brady, Terry Bradshaw, Patrick Peterson, Devin Jones, Jalen Ramsey, Franco Harris, Russell Wilson, Patrick McCombs, Tony Gonzalez, Von Miller, Richard Sherman, and Barkley.
Did you say Baker Mayfield?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It just shows you the marketing of Baker Mayfield.
He has definitely been marketed. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, to put him with those other greats is I said sort of the same thing, Jim. I go, wow.
Yeah.
It is a great commercial.
Yeah,
you're going to go, that's why the NFL is the best professional league out there.
I have seen it. I didn't know which one you were talking about. I have seen it. It is really, really impressive.
Yeah.
Really
impressive. Unbelievable. Yeah. And Goodell, of course.
Yeah. I mean, he's a daggone. He's a leader. He's a leader.
Bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. Yeah, they're good. They're the best. The NFL's so good at doing what they do, man.
Yeah.
You think that maybe Major League Baseball would get 100 of their best players together and do a commercial, but no, that'd be way too much for them. Way too much. Way too smart.
Oh, as we talked, I mean, Mike Trout, he'd been, not now, but he'd be up this year and last year, been the best player in baseball. You could see him in a bar, people wouldn't know who he is.
Nope. And by the way, he likes it that way.
I bet he would.
But man, yeah,
but that's any baseball player for the most part.
They don't.
Now Aaron Judge, you would probably see him. Well, he's so big. But they don't. It's unbelievable. It is just unbelievable.
They're horrible marketers. That's all they are. They've been that way for a long time.
Yeah,
terrible.
And that there's no. I think no reason for people to think it's going to get any better the way they market the game.
Nope. I think that they're going to keep on rolling the way they are. I don't know what's going to happen to baseball. I know one thing, it's not going to go up. They just hope that it better not go down.
It's going to be interesting too, and we'll be talking a lot about the next, 3 weeks from Thursday, Jim, is the trade deadline in the NBA. We'll see what teams are going to be buyers, what teams are going to be sellers.
That's the day you leave.
No, I leave on that Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Saturday. Yeah. That's right. You leave Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard some players that are out there that are, people are interested in or could be traded. Matter of fact, I saw Shams today on Instagram give some of the players out there.
So Mike Conley, Van Fleet.
Yeah, Van Vliet, definitely. Van Vliet is a dude that definitely, I think, will be
But the Suns were looking at Van Vliet.
The Suns, dude, man, they're terrible.
Well, they got injuries, too.
I know they do. But I think that there's chaos there, unrest. Aiden and Monty Williams got into a massive brawl. So I don't know what the heck's going on with them. And Chris Paul, let's face it. I mean, he's about done, isn't he?
Yeah, you're right.
He really is. I'll tell you, he's not done. Is LeBron? How about that? 48 points.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't even know if he's a human being.
Now we'll see if they get Anthony Davis back, if they can win.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere, but they're doing a little better. And Anthony Davis, who knows with Anthony? You can't rely on it. He'll come back and then play three games and be out again.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always hurt.
Yeah, always. Yeah, they say the Clippers are interested in Mike Conley, Suns, Van Fleet, Jazz, Iron, John Collins.
Yeah, Collins. Well, haven't we been hearing for 2 years about Collins being traded?
And you know what? His value is slipping, Jim.
How would you like it if every single day when you came to work, they were talking about, we're thinking about trading you, Al. Everybody's talking about you being traded. The media comes and goes, hey, what do you think about being traded? That's all he does for 2 years.
Yeah. Bogdanovich showing interest from Lakers, Bucks, Pelicans.
For who?
Bogdanovich with Detroit.
Oh, my gosh. All of the Bogdanoviches can shoot it.
Yeah. Heat interest in D'Angelo Russell.
That's interesting. D'Angelo Russell. That's interesting.
Yeah. 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 So.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if the Thunder, if they do anything at the deadline, it'll be a small move.
Yeah, unless it's Baisley or somebody like that.
Yeah, that'd be about it, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. Jim, I'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Okay, I'll see ya.
Let's take an OG&E break. Help plant a tree by going paperless billing. Check it out, OG&E.com. 98.1 FM to the Sports Animal. We'll come back. Take phone calls, 98.1 FM to the Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
Message marked urgent.
Want to share your take? Call the Lucky Star Line at 405-900-WWLS.
There's something wrong with the phone!
Powered by Lucky Star Casino. Agree?
He's right.
Disagree?
They're both right.
Yeah.
Win free tickets and prizes. Save it on your phone. The Lucky Star Line is 405-900-WWLS. 98.1 FM. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.